Okay, let's start today's daf. Baba Betzia, daf Chaf Aleph. And we are on Chaf Mebei, the last few lines of the first parak of Shnayim Ochsin. And then we will get into the second parak, Elu. So here we go, three lines from the bottom on Chaf Amid Beis. So remember the Gemara was talking about the concept of simpon, that if somebody finds a receipt in the amongst their documents, so what's the halacha of the receipt? The receipt says paid. So usually the lov is the one, the borrower has the one that has the receipt, so he can prove that he paid. What happens if the malva has the receipt? So what does that mean? Does that mean that we don't believe the receipt? Because after all, why does the malva have the receipt? He obviously didn't give it to the lova yet, and that's why we don't believe that it's paid up. What do we say? No, that it is paid up, and somehow the malva has it instead of the lovis. That was the discussion that we had. So Rav said on the third wide line that if the malva has the simpon, it has the receipt, it's puzzle. You don't trust it. You don't trust the receipt because the lovis should have the receipt that he paid. If the malva has the receipt, it must be maybe he wrote it to give it to the lova, but it wasn't paid yet. So we're going through a couple of different sources to try to figure out proofs for Rav or kashas on Rav. So three lines from the bottom, Tashma. So we quote from a Mishnah Maseches Shavuos. When one has orphans collecting from orphans. Rashi quotes four lines from the bottom. Yisomim min ha-yisomim. Orphans from orphans are collecting money. Lo yifru ela b'shvua. Rashi says that they need to swear. The orphans collecting have to swear. What do they have to swear? So back to the Gemara, third to last line. Shvua shelo pagadnu abba. They have to swear that our father didn't command us that it was paid up already. Vishalo amar lanu abba, and our father didn't say that beforehand anything that would be relevant to the case. Vishalo matsanu bein shtarosav shalaba shishtar zeparua, and we didn't find amongst the documents of our father that this loan was paid up. What is that mashma? That if they would have found a document that said it would have been paid up, then it would have been trusted. Meaning a shovar in the hands of the malva would be considered authoritative and kosher. Kashan Rav. Rav says again, if the malva has it, it doesn't count. Answer, like the Gemara said up above, Amar Rav Safra, Shenimsa Bein Shtaros Keruin. Now the case is, when would you believe that it is parua? If you found the receipt amongst ripped up old shtaros. So obviously, why is the receipt there? Because you don't want to use it again. You basically finished the case. So the fact that it's amongst the ripped up shtaros, so that is mashma, that it is vaday parua and it is not collectible. Good, try again. Tashma, last line. Simpon, sheyesh alav edim. If there is a simpon, if there is a receipt that has edim on it, yiskayim b'chosmav. So be mekayim, verify the signatures, and then what? And then it's kosher. So again, it's beferish. The Brisa says that if you have a receipt that has edim, so it would be mekuyam. How do you know that this Brisa is talking about in the hands of the malva? It just says a simpon. Maybe it's in the hands of the lova. So do kiyam that it's parua. So Tosa says no. Tosa says there are really two words that are used in Shas. Interesting to do a research on this. That means receipt. Tosa says in simpon, nire demashmale shehu biyad malva. The fact that the Brisa says simpon is mashma that it's in the hands of the malva. Why? Mitakari le simpon. The fact that it's called simpon, which means to break something. To biyad halove kari le shovar. The lashon simpon, lashon bito. Simpon means to nullify. The love, when it's in the hands of the love, it's usually called a shovar. Right? It's synonyms. But Tosis is saying that if you look throughout Shatz, shovar is when it's in the hands of the one who's going to use it. And simpon is beforehand. Number one, the ode to biyada lova pshita to kashra de kiyam. And number two, misvara. If the lova has it, of course it's kosher. That's why he has the receipt. But the chiddush must be, number one, Tosa says based on a language issue, the Lord simpon instead of shovar. And number two, because of the halacha, there must be a chiddush of the brisa. So either way, the brisa says that it would be good if you're mekayimit. I kashan rav. Answer, no. It doesn't say be mekayimit with its signatures. Ema yiskayim mechosmav. Be mekayim it from its signatories, meaning get the people who signed it to ask them. The shailinam luhulasadi iparua iloparua. No, try to get the edim to ask them if it's paid up or not. That's what it means, and therefore, again, no raya that the simpon by itself has power. Tashma, let's try again. Simpon sheyesh alav edim kasher. Again, we assume it's in the hands of the malva. And if there are edim on it, kasher. So answer, my edim, no, edei kiyum. This does not mean that there are edim on the simpon, and therefore you would trust the simpon. It means edei kiyum, meaning that there is a verification of bezdin on this document. Rashi says on the second line, shakasu hanpek, de Beidina. So Bezin wouldn't have written a verification unless it was true. So if it was, that's why you're allowed to trust that it is parua. And Achanami Vestavra, this makes sense as well, that it is talking about Eide Kiyum, right? Eidim on for the verification, and not Stam Eidim, that it, normal Eidim on a star. Why? Midiktani Seifa, because the next line of the Brisa says, V'she'enol of Eidim Pasol. But if there are no Eidim, then it will be Pasol. So my enol of Eidim, what does that mean? Literally, there are no witnesses at all? Then of course it's all good. Ilema deleka alave edim klal. If there are no edim at all, tzrichel meber the puzzle. Well, you have to say you're not going to trust it. Of course, there are no witnesses. It's just like I can write a document that says I owe you. You owe me money. Elolave edikium. So it must be edikium, like we explained. Period. Last section. Gufa simpon chiyishol of edim yiskayim bechosmav. So the Brisa says this simpon that has edim, you are mekayim it. Ain't alave edim. The end of the Brisa. But if there are no edim, the Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shlish, but there's a third party that has it. Right? Levi has a document that says Shimon paid Reuven back. So do we trust that? There are no Edim. There are no Edim at all? The Ritva says that can't be, there are no Edim at all, because then why should the Shlish be believed? It must be that there are no extra Edim, says the Ritva. Wrong Ritva. We'll get to that Ritva in a couple of minutes. But says the Ritva, Pirish Lav Kipshuta, Dim Kain, my Himne Lishlish. Why should you believe the Shlish if there are no witnesses at all? It means it's not Makuyim yet. There are witnesses, but it's not verified yet. So if it's not verified, but it can be verified, so that is the Chiddush, says the Ritva of the Brisa. If the Shlish has it, then it must be that the people involved gave him special Ne'emanis. But the fact that they gave it to the third party must mean that they are going to trust him. So again, if the Simpon is in the hands of the Shlish, Oshe Yotze La'achar Chisum Shtaris, or there is a stamp of that is paid up after the signatures at the Edim. There's a whole signature, there's a whole document that says Reuben Oshimin money, and after the signatures, it again says that, you know, it's paid up. So kasher, that's also a sugi from Maseches Bava Basra, that if there is that stamp on the document, kasher. Yotzei, and the Gemara explains, why are those two cases believed? Yotzei mitachas yidei shlish, dahim ne'mal ve'lishlish. Why, if the shlish has it, it's not makuyim, why would you trust the shlish? Because the malva gave it to him. If the malva gave it to him, he obviously believes he's a ne'eman person, and he would trust whatever he says. Yotzei lachar chisum shtaris nami, and also if there is a parua stamp after the Edim signed, also they would be believed. He loved the paria, because if it wouldn't be parua, lo havi meira le'lishtari, he wouldn't allow his document to become undermined by having this stamp put under it. So that is why a couple of other issues related to Simpon, which had to do with the last Mishnah here in the first parak, the 20 blot parak, relating to lost items. Started with Shnayim Ochsin, two people having an object. Then we spoke about the items on the floor, somebody riding, somebody walking, somebody jumping on it. And then the last 8-9 blot of the first parak were shtaros, issues about finding shtaros in other people's property. So now we move over to Elu Mitzius, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is the corollary that goes with the first parak, which is what happens with lost items when people find them. So now we get into the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which we know are psukim in Parshas Kisetze, where the Torah tells us in Parakha Beis, Pasuk Aleph, in the jam-packed Parsha Kisetze, 84 mitzvos, says the Torah, Lo Sireh. How did it start? I'm sorry. Go back one pasuk. Lo sireh sharachicha. Oseyo nidachim. V'hisalamta mehem. Says, don't you shall not see the shar of your brother. Oseyo nidachim. V'hisalamta mehem. Hashev tishivim lachicha. You shall surely return them to your brother. V'im lo karav lachicha ilacha. V'lo yadato. And if you don't know him, you don't know whose it is. V'asav to'otok v'isacha. You shall bring it back. V'haya imcha adrosh achicha oso. And it shall be with you until your brother seeks it out. V'hashev oso lo. And you shall return it. Row, we showed him count two mitzvahs here. Mitzvahs lo saseh, do not turn away, and the mitzvahs saseh, you shall surely return it. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago in a parsha shir, just before we get into the lundis, we mentioned a thought of the al shech hakadosh on this pasuk. Seems to be very wordy and verbose. Lo teret sharachicha osiyo nidachim v'hisalamta mehem. Don't turn away, and you shall remove yourself. Hashev teshivim lachicha, you shall surely return it. Just say, don't turn away. So and then later on it says, the lo tuchala hitalem, So the Al-Shach says no. He says, Hashavas Aveda is difficult. You know, sometimes you're busy. Sometimes you're in the middle of something. You're going somewhere, and then you see a lost eye, you're like, oh, what a pain. I don't want to return that. Am I evil for not doing that? It's not natural to go out of my way to bring it to my house. Imagine if it's a donkey. I'm going to have to feed it. I'm going to have to take care of it until my friend comes. So naturally, that's what happens. So the Torah says, you shall not, lo tireh, esher achicha, v'his alav tabeyem. That's going to be the natural reaction. You will want to turn away. The Torah says, hashev tishivem lachicha. What's the double lashon? We'll have later on, halachically, but it says the al-shech, hashev. Conquer your instincts. Return it. And you know, once you do it once, it's going to become natural to you. Tishivem lachicha. Then you're going to want to return it, because like the chinuch always says, acharya pe'ulos dimshachos alavavos, we're influenced by what we do. The first time we do the mitzvah is going to be hard. But the second time is going to be easier. And then later on, the pasuk says, lo tuchal lehitalev. You're not going to be able to pass it by. You're going to have to do the mitzvah, because that is what mitzvahs do to us. It conditions us to want to do more mitzvahs. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mitzvah goreres mitzvahs. That's a little al-shech HaKadosh on these psukim. But either way, this is an aseh and a los aseh. The mitzvah's aseh to pick up the item and return it. There is a machlokas rishonim, which Benjamin will get back to later in the parak. When is the mitzvah's aseh? Once I picked it up, I have to return it? What if I see it and I never pick it up? I just pass by. So I definitely violated the los aseh, because the Torah says, don't ignore it. So I ignored it. But what about the mitzvahs aseh to return it? So if I don't pick it up, am I mevatel that mitzvah? Or is that only once I picked it up and I don't return it, then I'm mevatel the mitzvah? That's a machlokas we've shown. And Rashi later on in Daf Chavav seems to say, if you don't pick it up, there's no mitzvah yet. There's no mitzvah yet. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam and the others, the Ran, says beferish that even if you just see it and don't pick it up, you're mevatel the mitzvah. Interesting, where does the Rama put Hilchus Aveda? So, with Hilchus Gzela. So the question is, where else would you put Hilchus Aveda? Well, you might have put it in Hilchus Shechenim, in other Sefer Kinyan, but the Rambam puts it in Gzela va'Aveda. Interesting to think about, maybe we'll come back to that, why the Rambam puts Hilchus Aveda along with Hilchus Gzela. But the Rambam says, in Hilchos Gzela Va'aveda Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, the beginning of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, Hashav Aveda Li Yisrael Mitzvah Zaseh, Shenemar Hashav Tishivim Lachicha, V'Haroe Aveda Si Yisrael. If you see V'Nisale Mimena V'Hinicha Over Below Zaseh, Shenemar Lo Zira Sharachicha V'Zalanta Mehem Ubita Mitzvah Zaseh Beferish. If you just see it and you don't pick it up, you're Mevatel the Mitzvah Zaseh. That's the Rambam, the Aseh, and the Lo Zaseh. It is interesting though that the Rambam, though the Torah puts the word, the los aseh first, the Rambam puts the aseh first. Maybe that's alluding to a thought of the Ramban that we mentioned before, but it's an important chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban, and the Ritva quotes it, and the other Chachmei Sfarad quote it in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara in Kiddushin gives examples. Kiddushin Lamed Daled. The Gemara there gives a whole list of examples of mitzvahs aseh that are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated. So the list is Hashavas Aveda, Shiluach Hakan, sending away the bird, right? Ma'akeh, building a roof. All of those have nothing to do with time. So women are obligated. Ask all the Rishonim, why does the Gemara give those examples to say, because they're not time, but women are obligated. Women would be obligated anyway in those mitzvahs. Why? Because there's a los aseh related to all of them. Women are obligated in all los aseh. Right, lo sasen dam bevesecha, lo tuchal lehit aleim, right, shiluach hakan. Right, the all of los aseis. So dafka those aren't good examples. Because those, even if they would be zman grama, they would be chayiv. Women would still be chayiv. So says the Ramban, no. In those examples, and this is important for all the mitzvahs on the list, all the mitzvahs, says the Ramban, tibahani, afagab de ispuhu los asei, ein ha'ikr ela ba'asei shebahem. Even though there's an asei and a los asei, there's a relationship. And the aseh is the ikker, meaning return the item. Don't ignore it. Meaning, what's the ikker? What's the tafel? It's not that there's a los aseh. Don't do it. And you know what? You know you should return it. No, the ikker is to return it. The Torah strengthens the mitzvah by saying, "Don't you dare turn away." Right. Also, by makah, build your roof. Don't leave a dangerous situation. Right? The ikar is the asay, it's the mitzvah. V'lo asa lo asay elo l'kiyume la'asay. Dibemak eksiv, yasisa makel gagecha, ubo haratzon v'akavana. V'yachar kach lo sasen dam v'vesecha, klomer lo ta'akev milasa mitzvah zu. V'kiva da'asay hu ikar, and because the asay is the ikar, women would have been pturos. Ilu hayonashu pturos min ha'asei, hayu pturos mi lav shebo. She'en alav elakiyam ha'asei shebo, v'gam zenachon. That's a chiddush gadol of the Ramban, a beautiful chiddush, but that's about the relationship between the ha'asei and the los ha'asei. So he says that here, about Hashavas Aveda as well. Again, there's so much to talk about in the mitzvah. We're going to talk about that, Beth Shem, over the next 2 weeks or so, and various issues will come up. When is there a mitzvah? Based on what we've said the past 20 vlad, only when it's a chance when I am not allowed to keep it. Meaning there is what we call simanim. There are certain identifying features that the person will give and they'll have to give it back to him. The only time I'm allowed to keep it is if there are no simanim. In certain cases, which we'll get to the details, then I can keep it because then there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and that was the past 20 vlad. Talking about cases where I'm allowed to keep it. People are fighting over it because there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda there. But if there are simanim, as the Torah says, I have to keep it, I have to watch over it, then I have to even search for the owner. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says, "Bizman hazeh," you know what you'd have to do? You have to put ads in the papers. Right? That would be part of the tircha that is required. Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey, Simin Mem Hei. Binyan Nesinas Moda'ot La'ashavas Aveda. Maspik Sheyasim B'mekomo Siburiyim. Just put up signs in the public places. Kegon Bati Kenesios, Bati Midrashos, U'bimekomo Sachirim Sherabim Mitsuyim Sham. Kegon Eitzel Ma'aliyot. Elevators. In parentheses. That's where everybody looks at the, you know, stands and just looks at the walls. So put the sign by the elevator. Shel batim agdolim. Like if you find something in an apartment. Put a sign there. Kemo shebizman ha-mikdash. Like in the bizman ha-mikdash, there used to be machras on the gimel regalim. As we're going to have. Because that's what everybody hears it. Aval ein matrichin ha-motze yoser milahachar b'mekom ha-sharabim mitsuyim. He doesn't have to go further than that. Just put up signs in the public places. Ubi itonim sheyadua shekarim osam, gam shu davar tov lahachrishav, aval ein mechuyav lahotzi hotzos, ulachayev lamabe l'shamo. He doesn't have to pay for ads in the newspapers to do this on Hashavas Aveda. Put up signs, that doesn't really cost you much, make up a piece of paper. Vegam yachol hama'abe l'ton ki alf al yidea modot ha'acherot ha'yodea ki matza avedoso. He put up other things. He doesn't have to go further than that. But that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to try to get it back to the person. But again, it's counted as a mitzvah zasei, a mitzvah zlos zasei, the sefer achinuch, in mitzvah taf kuf lamed ches is the mitzvah zasei, taf kuf lamed tes is the los zasei, right? He has the los zasei. He counts the later pasuk, lo tuchal lehit aleim. But either way, this is a fascinating mitzvah, which we're going to talk about. There's no bracha on this mitzvah. Right, there's no bracha on the mitzvah. Various reasons given. Maybe the person won't accept it. Right, if he doesn't want it, it's not mine. How do you know it's for sure his? Maybe I'll say it's a different person with that name. Maybe it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. Like we've said, some rishonim say there's no bracha on mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, and other issues as well. Okay, with that background, Rabosai, we get back into Elu Metzias, and I think as I said last time, you know, this might bring us back to some of our high school days when Elu Metzias is a popular limud to start Haskalah Sagamara with. So here we go. Eilu mitzias shalov in luchay v'hachras. These mitzios you could keep, and these you have to be machras. Interesting that the lashon is not parallel. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say eilu she'ein chayav v'hachras, eilu she'chayav v'hachras? Why did it say shalov? Mamish is yours. So the Ritva says it's to emphasize that even if somebody brings edim, but if there are no simanim, it's shalov. Afilu hevi ala edim she'nafal mimenu, einos in lo. Kiva de davar sheim bo simenu yayushimi yayish mistam of an asa efker. Says that's the chiddush of shalom. It's not just you don't have to be machris. If the guy tries to bring edim that it fell from him, even so, you are allowed to keep it. So eilu metzias shalom ve'elu chayv lahachris. Eilu metzias shalom. The following are the metzias that you're allowed to keep. And again, the key common denominator between all of these items that you're allowed to keep, meaning there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, is because they are hefker. And we don't assume that the person is going to try to get it back. He is going to have yeyush, something that's going to come up very often in this parak. Yeyush, he's going to give up hope, and therefore you are allowed to keep it. Matzah peiros mefuzarin. If somebody finds scattered fruit, scattered all over the place, obviously not put down by anyone, scattered fruit in a public place, so that you're allowed to keep. Why? Important Rashi. Both, the first two Rashis in the parak both say it. Let's see the second Rashi. First Rashi, I'm sorry. Moz matzapers mefuzarin. Nisya ashu habaylin mehem kidamar begamara the hefkerhain. Their hefker, or the next phrase, moz mefuzaros, money that's scattered in a public area. Rashi. Hol ve'en lahem siman nikar, since they don't have a recognizable simin, iayushe miyayish. We assume that there's automatic yayish, vahave luhu hefker, and therefore they are hefker, vizeu tam kulam. This is the reason for all of them. Rashi seems to go, to segue from yayish into hefker very easily. Right, there is a major sugya, which we'll talk about a lot in these couple of weeks, and that is, how do we look at yeyush? Yeyush means I give up hope. When I give up hope of a lost item of mine, so what happens? How does that work? So we know that works when it's not in my rishus. If I have yeyush on something under my bed, I can't find my watch, and the watch is under my bed. We'll talk about that, B'Hashem, in about a week from now. It's an important discussion. Why you can't be miyayish on a davar shabrishuscha. What do you mean? You had yayish. You gave up hope. So why can't I come into your house? I know it's under your bed. So I'll come and take it. Now it's hefker. We don't say that always. So why is that? We'll talk about that. But let's say it's out of my rishus. And then I have yayish. So now the other person is allowed to keep it. Why? So Rashi seems to say it's hefker. It is now ownerless. And therefore he is allowed to keep it. Rashi says that twice. Problem is, many Rishonim say doesn't seem to work that way. Doesn't always seem to work that way. Yeyush is not always exactly like Hefker. Tosas of Baba Kama, we had back in Meruba, says Yeyush is not Hefker. Tosas doesn't say what it is, but Tosas at least says what it isn't. And there are Gemaras. Remember, we had a great Gemara at the end of Baba Kama. The Gemara there said, the case of, maybe it was Rav Safra also. I think it was Rav Safra. We just had Rav Safra on the bottom of the previous Amud. Rav Safra, if you remember, there was a caravan traveling, and there was a lion that was guarding the caravan as they traveled. And every night, a different traveler, Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, it was Rav Safra. Every night, one of the travelers threw their donkey to the lion to keep him, you know, happy. And then, until the next night, that's what happened every night. So it was Rav Safra's turn, and Rav Safra threw his donkey, and the lion didn't eat it. Right, because of the kedusha of Rav Safra. So Rav Safra went, that went and grabbed this animal back. And the Rav Acha Midifti says, why do you have to do that? Nehi dechi afkere adaita da'arya afkere. He was mafkered al das that the lion will eat it. Adaita de kule alma lo afkere. But he didn't have in mind just to make it hefker, so why do you have to run and grab it before anybody else got it? And the Gemara says, you're right, he didn't have to do that. L'ravcha de milsa. But mistama he had yeyush when he threw it to the lion. So if he had yeyush, what does the Gemara say? That he wasn't mafker to everybody. Isn't yeyush hefker? Sounds like from this Gemara that it's not true. Yeyush is not hefker. Rashi in a few places seems to identify yeyush with hefker, but other Rishonim do not say that. The popular approach of yeyush, again there are many, but a popular approach of yeyush suggested by the Ksos and by the Nesivos, both of them here, is that yeyush means I have allowed you now to take it. It's still in my rishus, but it's a heter for you to take it. That's what yeyush means. It does not mean it's hefker. It's still legally mine, but I allow you to take it. That's what the Nesiva says in Reish Samach Beis. To bazech chiluk ben yeyush lehefker. To behefker vechulu af aptekaimelan de hefker davi hefker avagab delo asi the rishus zoche afilu hu ba'atzmo tzarech lachzaru lezakos bo. Mikomakom be yeyush nireh delo mahani delo mahani ad da asi le rishus zoche. Yeyush doesn't change rishus until the next person gets it. Vim nisyayish me ha'aveda v'kola ha'yeyush kodem da'asil yad ha'zoche. But if a person has yeyush and then the yeyush ended for some reason, like the case in that Gemara that we just quoted, the lion didn't eat the chamor, ein tzarach lachzor lezakos bo, maker didn't, you don't have to pick it up again because it never left your rishus. Ra kivan dera'o tekef zachabo v'ein shum adam yachol lezakos bo shuv. Right, so that's an important discussion, but again, Rashi here seems to tip his hand, show his hands, that he is identifying yeyush with hefker, and therefore the other achronim and even other rishonim might argue with that. Even within Rashi, just to be fair, it doesn't say yeyush is hefker; it says yeyush accomplishes hefker. So it still might be different. The mechanism might be different, even though the result might be the same. Again, that's a lumdish comment, but hopefully at some point we'll be able to get back to that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So all these cases are considered hefker because there was yeyush, And the person is not coming back to take it. So matzavir is mufuzarin. Bos mufuzaros, krichos berishos arabim. Bundles, right, of grain in the street. Berishos arabim. Igule dvela, figs, cakes of figs. These are all very generic looking items that there's no simen. Kikaro shel nachtom, bakery rolls. Everybody gets bakery rolls. Machroza shel dogim, strings of fish. Vachaticho shel basar, right, pieces of meat that are not cut in any specific way. Gizei tzemer, halakuchin mi medinasan. Wool that is brought from their medina. What does that mean? It means raw wool. It's not processed in any way. Well, we might be able to tell, oh, who processed it. These are all very generic, universal-looking things. Vanitei pishtan, or bundles of flax. Fulashonu shalar gaman, tongues of purple wool. Hare elu shalo. All of these are, you're able, the finder is able to keep it, because there's no identifying feature. There's Yeush, there's Hefker, Divrei, Rebbe Meir. Says Rebbe Meir, and the some Rishonim take out this, because there's no machlokas. Okay, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachriz. If there's any type of shinui, unusual mark on the item, then you have to be machriz. You can't just keep it. Ketzad, matzah, igul, ubetocho cheres. You find the figs, the cake of figs, but you find an earthenware kli in the middle of it. That's pretty unusual. Kikar b'socho mos. You find money inside the loaves of the baker. So those, that's a simen, and therefore you can't keep that. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, kol klei an purya, ein chayav lahachris. Any klei an purya, so you don't have to be machris. What is klei an purya? We'll have to wait in the Gemara. Rashi Kedarka Bakodesh says, the Gemara Mefarish. He knows what we have to know, what we don't have to know. Rashi says we don't have to know what that is yet, so we will leave them. Okay, so if there is a simin, there's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If not, not. Oh, I forgot to mention, there are extensions to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So many of the Bali Musar say, Kiruv. If you have to return somebody's lost item, for sure you have to return their lost soul. Right, one of the sources for being Makariv, our fellow Jews, is the Hashavas Aveda. Or my father loves to quote the Pirush Mishnayis in Nedarim, Dalet Dalet, where the Rambam says, Ashevosolo is the source for the doctor's chiyuv to heal the patient. Right? You have to return his item. Of course, you have to return his health. Right? Ein lecha Hashavas Aveda gdolo mizu. So the Rambam quotes Vashevosolo instead of Arapo Yerape there in Nedarim, Dalet Dalet. Interesting why he does quote that, but those are two extensions of the normal, regular mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Says the Gemara, Matzah, Peres, Mufuzar, and Vekama. So how many fruit and how big of an area you find scattered fruit? Vekama, there is a machlokes whether the Gemara is asking this question or Rabbi Yitzchak himself is asking this question. Tosfos assumes that Rabbi Yitzchak himself is asking this question. Feel free to look at that Tosfos Vekama. But either way, the Gemara says, Vekama, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kav Ba'arba Amos. A kav of fruit scattered over four amos, that is what you are allowed to keep. Elu Mitzias Shelo. So Heichidami asks the Gemara, fine, that's the area, but how is it found? E derech nefila, if it's found derech nefila, like it looks like it fell out from a basket. I feel it to vanami even more, because people have no idea that it fell, or people obviously didn't put it down, so they have yesh. V derech inuach, but if it's clearly put down, it was placed down, it didn't fall down. I feel a butzer meyachinami lo. Then even less than that, you should not be able to take, because somebody obviously is going to come back to take it. So what's the case of the Mishnah? We're talking about a case on the threshing floor. Meaning people take stuff, and then some stuff, you know, they have so much in their hands, they just don't bother to go back for the items that dropped. Kav ba'arba amos, dinafish tirchai. If you have a kav within four amos, there's so much tircha to go all across the four amos to gather up the items. Lo tarachinish v'lo hadar asi b'shaki luhu. People aren't going to be matriach themselves to come back and gather it. Afkuri mafkir luhu. So they are mafkirit. Basically, they're mafkirit. It's what we recall in aveda midas. They know that it's there, and they are consciously leaving it there. That's why Elu Mitzias Shelo. But Basar Meachi, but if it's less area, so then it's not so much of a tircha to come back. Tarach v'hadarasi. So he'll be matriach himself and come back. V'shakalu and take it v'lo mafkaluhu, and he won't be mafkarit. So basically, the issue is not one where somebody actually lost something, where the Gemara says, hey, did he put it down or did it fall down? No, it's talking about a case of a threshing floor where there's plenty of grain there, and we assume that if it's in this area, people know about it and left it there. period. There is a very important sheet of the Rambam, which one should be aware of. We'll mention it again a number of times, but we'll mention it first now. This Gemara here talks about the case, as we just described, as Aveda Midas. That's what this sounds like. An Aveda, that usually an Aveda Shalom Midas. You lost something, you don't know you lost it. Aveda Midas means you know exactly where it is, but I'm letting it go. It's not worthwhile for me to go get it. That's called Aveda Midas. That's what the Gemara says we're talking about here. And what's the Gemara's language? Afkure Mafkir Lahu. Hefker. Sounds like you're allowed to take it. What's the problem? The Rambam. The Rambam has a sheet about Aveda Midas, which is very difficult. We'll have to see later on in the Gemaras. The Rambam says in Yud Aleph, 11:11, says the Rambam, Hama'abed Mamono Ladas Enes Kakenlo. The Rambam says if somebody loses their money on purpose, you don't have to relate to it. Ketzad. He niach paraso v'refa shein ladeles v'lo kasha v'alach lo. Somebody left their cow in a place which is very open. And he left the door open. Hishlach kiso b'rishas harabim halach lo. Somebody threw their wallet into the street and left. V'chol kayotze bazeh harize ibed mamona ladaito. He lost his money ladaito. What should the Rambam continue? And it's efker. Rambam doesn't say that. V'afal pisha asur l'ro edavar zeh lito la'atzmo eino zakuk lahachzir. The Rambam says, you know what Aveda Midas is? You don't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Look, he threw it away. So you don't have a mitzvah to return it to him, but you can't take it. You can't take it. Asur l'ro edavar zeh shilito la'atzmo eino zakuk lahachzir shenemar asher tovat prat l'ma'abed ladaito. The Rambam says ma'abed ladas is an exception to the rule of Hashavas Aveda. It does not mean that it's hefker. That's a little difficult with our lashon here, because the Gemara here says afkure mafkelehu, by the grain that it doesn't want to come back. So all the achronim try to figure out how the Rambam would read this Gemara. Some say, well, this is different, because it's as if it's in his own threshing floor, it's as if he told people, please go and take it. Right, as if he said that. It's not just an aveda midas. He didn't just throw it, but it's as if he's saying it there. So there's unless he's the like, so says maybe it doesn't literally mean here hefker. It just means his own mitzvah, Hashem HaSaveda. That's how the Rambam would have to understand this. Hefker, legabe, it's not his that you have to return it. But not that it's hefker that you're allowed to take it. That's what the Rambam would have to read the Gemara, but it's an important sheet to be aware of. Okay, weiter. Boy, Rebbe Yirmiya. So now the Gemara explained the Mishnah. We're talking about a kav in four amos. So boy, Rebbe Yirmiya. Does that go by ratio? What if you have the same ratio but smaller? You have half a kav of fruit in two amos. Kav ba'arba amos time of my wife by a kav in four amos. Is there no mitzvah? Misha d'raf ishur chayu. There's so much tircha, the guy's mafkir it. So maybe a half a kav and two amos, it's a much smaller area. So there's less tercha, so he's not mafkirit. O delma, or misha delo chashivi. Or is the real key, a kav and four amos, it's just not chashiv for him to go back for. And a half a kav is even less chashiv. It's less grain. So maybe you would be able. Question. What about double it? Two kav in eight amos. Kav barba amos time amai mishu d'rav ishtrachayu. A kav in four amos is no mitzvah. Why? Because there's so much tircha. V'kol shekein kabayim b'shmona amos. So surely if it's double the distance, kiva the defisha tirchaya tfei mafkir lehu, you're for sure not going, he's not going to come back because there's so much tircha, he's mafkirit. O dilma, or no. Mishum d'lo chashivi. Or do you say no? One kav in four amos is not chashiv. The kavayim b'shmona amos, but double that, kiva da chashivi lo mafkaluhu. Meaning, do you look at the area or do you look at the item? That's really the root of the question. The item is more chashiv, less chashiv, or the area is more tircha, less tircha. That's the question. Next, all of these are going to be tekus. Kav shumshimin ba'arba amos. What if you have a kav, same exact area and amount, but it's sesame. Sesame are much smaller, but they're more valuable. So, mao, ka ba'arba amos, taima mai mishum delo chashivi, is the reason, because they're not chashiv. V'shum shimin kivin de chashivi lo mafkir lu, but sesame, since they are chashiv, he's not mafkir, and he'll come back for it, and therefore you cannot keep it. O dil mai mishum de nafish terchai, or is he? No, it's because of the tirach of a kol shikin shum shimin, because they're tiny. Kivin de nafish terchai, o tvei mafkir lu. It's even more tircha, and therefore, you could keep it, he's for sure mafkir it. Or, kav tamri ba'arba amos. What about the opposite? They're bigger items. You have dates. Kav rimoni ba'arba amos. You have a kav of pomegranates. Mau. Kav ba'arba amos time amai. What's the reason? Mishum delo chashivi, then al chashuv. Kav tamri ba'arba amos. Kav rimoni ba'arba amos nami. Kiva delo chashivi mafkaluhu. these items are no more chashuv than the grain, and therefore, he's mafker them. O Dilma, or is the issue mishum de nefishi tirchayu? Is it because there's a lot of tircha? The kav tamri barba amos, kav imoni barba amos, kiva de lo nefish tirchayu. It's not as difficult to gather. They're larger fruit. Lo mafkelu, my teku. So no answer is given to all these questions, focusing on the area or focusing on the items. The Rush says right here, because there's no answer, suffik daraisa lechumra, and you need to be machris just in case. It's a suffik mitzvah v'shavas aveda. So, just to cover oneself, you have to be machmir, and therefore you have to be machris. The Rambam says, l'charchilo, you shouldn't take it, but if you took it, you can keep it. That's how he understands the teku, which all the achronim wonder how that fits into the Rambam's general shita about how he understands teku. Okay. Itmar, Rabosai, we are up to the first major sugya here in Eil Metzias, and that's the issue of Yeish Shalom Midas, which is, covers the next blot and a half of Gemara. Yeush Shalom Midas. What is Yeush? We already translated Yeush, right? Giving up hope. Shalom Midas. What does Shalom Midas mean? It means when a person finds an item which he knows that the person, the one who lost it, will have Yeush, but the person who lost it does not realize he lost it yet. So a future, a potential Yeush. Yeush Shalom Midas. Does that work? Again, I pick it up and I know when he realizes that he lost it, he's going to have Yeush. So Yeish Shalom Midas, what is the halacha? Machlokas Abaya and Rava, famous Machlokas, Abaya Amar Lova Yeish, Abaya says, it is not called Yeish, and therefore you cannot keep it. For Rava Amar have a Yeish, and Rava says, it is called Yeish. Okay, let's just read the introduction, and then we have a lot to say. Says the Gemara, B'davar sheyeish bo simin, by an item that has an identifying mark, then there's no shayla. Kuli amalo pligi delo have a yeish. Everybody agrees there's no yeish here because he's going to come take it, right? It has a simin. V'yavagav de shemin de minyayish. And even if later on we do hear that he had yeish, even though it had a simin, libasof lo have a yeish. Still, when you picked it up, you didn't know that. So that yeish cannot go backwards. D'chiyasi liyade beisur hudas liyade. Because when it came into your hands, it came into your hands beisur. The Ritva says, not literally, but Isser, you didn't do anything wrong by picking it up. It doesn't mean an Aveira, it just means you're not allowed to keep it. That's what it means, V'Issur HaZliyadeh. To the Chiyadah, the Nafamineh, because when he finds out that it fell from him, Lo Miayish, we have to assume that he won't have Yeyush. Meimar Amar, he'll surely say to himself, Simana Islei Begaveh, I have a Simon, Yavina Simana, I'll give the Simon, V'Shekel Noleh, and I'll take the item. So, there's no machlokas between Abaya and Rava by a Dover Sheyesh Bo Simon. Because then for sure you have to assume that will not be Yeush, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it. And on the other hand, Bizuto shel yam ubishluliso shel nahar, when you find something that comes up with the tide and comes up on the shore of the ocean, obviously whoever lost this in the water gave up hope from ever getting it back. It was in the ocean. You're not going to get it back. So there automatically the opposite, you are allowed to keep it. Even if there is a simin, Rachmana Sharyeh. The Torah allows it. As we are going to talk about later, the Torah allows it, right? The Rashba says here, it's Xeris HaKasev. Zuto Shoyam, right? We'll get to the Limud, Asher Tovad Mimenu. You have to return something that's lost from him. But something that's lost from the entire world, Mimenu Mikala Olam, then you don't have to return that. So this is called lost from the entire world. So Rav and Abaya do not argue about a case which has a simon. They don't argue about a case of zuto shoyam, which means it gets lapped up on the shore. Ki pligi b'davar she'ein bo simon. The machlokas is by a davar she'ein bo simon. You find something that doesn't have a simon. Abaya amar lo aveyesh. Abaya says no, doesn't work. Why? To halo yada denafamine. He didn't know yet. He doesn't know yet that it fell from him. So yesh didn't happen yet. So you can't pick it up. Rava amar have a yesh. Rava says no. It works, because you're allowed to be future focused. When he finds out that it fell from him, miyayish, he will have yeyush. Meimar amar, simana lesli begaveh. I don't have a simon on it. Mehashtahu de miyayish, so we're allowed to view it as if the yeyush took place now. Period. Two major discussions that we need to have on this topic. Number one is the Ravid. The Ravid in the Shiva Kubetza says, why is it? It's more what the Ravid says than what the Ravid doesn't say. The Ravid asks in the Shiva Kubetza, what is the relationship between this sugya and Breira? Breira, says the Ravid, Hach plugta davai varava, b'yeh shalomidas, kashali, t'shayach le Breira, v'ein Breira, v'lifligi ba'alma, this is a Shas topic, machlok is about Breira, from Nidarim and Baba Basra and all the other, Baba Kama and Gittin and Erevin, Breira comes up all the Shas. So why isn't this related? Says the Ravid, Ella sheyesh lemevin lahafligo me'inyan Breira. For those who understand, it's different. What does the Ravid mean? The Ravid says, oh, it's different. The Ravid doesn't say what's different about it. So, two suggestions. Everybody quotes this Ravid, the Achronim, and they try to explain the Ravid. So the Maariv Chai is here in the back, quotes the Ravid, and he says, he tries to say the difference is, by other cases of Breira, by all cases of Breira, there is a natural consequence. There is a natural way of looking at things. By Yerusha, it'll be Omer Lehisparer, the property is going to be split up. Or other cases of Breira, the Chacham is going to come either to the east or to the west, Mishnayis and Erevin. But here, who said it's Omer Lehisparer? Maybe the guy's never going to realize it, and he'll never have Yeush. Maybe he will have Yeush when it's Ebo Simen. So says the Maariv Chai, there's not a natural tendency for the item to be Mizbarer. That's why this is not related to Breira. Rav Meir Simcha, the Ar Sameach in his Chidushim here, not in the Ar Sameach, but in the Chidushim of Meir Simcha right here, he says there's also a difference. By all cases of Breira, there is knowledge at the beginning, and we just don't know which it's going to be. I know the Chacham's going to come give a shir. I don't know which direction he's going to come from. I know this property is going to be split up. I don't know who's going to get what property. Breira is, there's certain knowledge, but then there's a lack of distinction within that knowledge. Here, says the Meir Simcha, there's no knowledge. He doesn't know that he lost it. So, that's not Breira. You can't be Mavirah, something that's totally not there. Lo ashkechan b'midi d'tali b'ratzon b'lo maisa heichi d'lo yada klal. Damrina Breira l'mafreya almosa d'lo yada meikaro. So, those are two suggestions, what the Ravid means. The other issue to bring up is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Abaye and Rava? And each within Abaye and within Rava. Right? If you look in the Stipler in Simon Chafav discusses both of them. Right? That discusses the Shita. Why would you say it doesn't work? Lo have a Yeush. When he realizes he loses it, he's going to have Yeush. So, why does Abaye argue? So, either Abaye might argue, well, Lamaisa, maybe you won't have Yeush. How do you know for sure? It's not a Vadai. Maybe that's what Abaye says, lo have a Yeush. Because he didn't have Yeush yet, and it's not a Vadai. A. Or, maybe the Ravid agrees, no, the Ravash, Abaye agrees, of course, he will have Yeush. But Abaye holds that Yeush in potential is not good enough. Right? Those are two ways. Either, your Choshish that maybe he won't have Yeush, or maybe if he will have Yeush, but Vadai, Yeush in potential is not good enough. Now flip over to Rava. So what's the Svara of Rava? Says the Stipler at the end of Simen Chavav now. Rava also has two ways you could look at it. That it works. Why does it work? Because Bevadai, we're allowed to see the future Yeush as if it happened already? Is that what he says? Or, no. The fact that he will have Yeush is enough for me right now. I'm allowed to pick up an item that's omeid to have Yeush in the future. Not that the Yeush in the future we're allowed to put back in the past. What's the nafkamina? What if he'll never find out about it? What if you're a Navi? What if you know for sure he'll never realize that it got lost? That's the nafkamina. If you say, oh, the Yeush in the future could go backwards, but here there will never be Yeush in the future. But if you say, it's enough to have potential Yeush, that's good enough. So those are two views of Abaye and two views of Rava. So the Gemara spends the next blot and a half trying to prove the Shitas, and as it comes out tomorrow, this is one of the Yalkagams, one of the six cases that we paskin like Abaye. But let's continue, says the Gemara, Simen, Pamgash, Pamkagti, Kaksas, right? That's the abbreviation to the next bunch of rice. So Tashma, we try to start proving it from our Gemara, Peros Mifuzarin, scattered fruit. So you're allowed to keep those. Halo yada d'avaminei, what do you mean? He didn't know that he lost it yet. Isn't that what we're talking about? No. Hamar avuk v'bracham, ha'cha v'bachnash v'beidari, or the Mizri askina v'beidemidasi. No, that's different. As we said, the Mishnah's talking about a case where he didn't know about it. It's the threshing floor, and therefore he it's an aveda midas. It's not a case of yeshalo midas. Tashma, try again. Maos mifuzaros harielu shalo. Amai holo yada denafim minei. Isn't that a case of yeshalo midas? Somebody dropped money. He doesn't know that he lost it yet. Hasam na mikid Rabbi Yitzchak. No, maybe it's like Rabbi Yitzchak who we had at the end of Bava Kamma. De amar adam asri lamashvish bekiso bekal shah v'shah. No, a person is always wont to check his pockets. People are careful about their money. They don't want to make sure that their money is still in their pocket. So they always check, meaning you could assume he knows about it already. It's not shalom idas. Hachanami, adon lo'asa l'mashish v'kiso b'chashah v'shah. Just like Rabbi Yitzchak says elsewhere, that's what you would apply here too. Tashma, next phrase of the Mishnah. Igule dvela, v'ikikara shalnachto. Right, the figs of, the figs and the baker. Harelu shalo, v'yamai, v'alo yada d'navimine. Maybe he didn't know that it fell yet. Isn't that yesh shalom idas? Hasamnami, agav, d'yakiri, made the yada behu. No, because of their weight. Because they are heavy, so that's why we assume you'll recognize them. If you look in the Gra quotes the Girsa of the Rush, Aidi de Chashivi, Kiva de Midi Mechalino, they're Chashiv, not that they're heavy. They're Chashiv, so you'll realize it too. Okay, same idea that it's not Shalomidas. Tashma next, Veloshono Shalagaman, Hare Elu Shalom, Viyama Ayhalo Yada Dunafimine, right, isn't that Yeshalomidas? You didn't realize that it got lost yet. Hasam Nami, Agav de Chashivi, Mishmushe Mimashvish Behu, Ukid Rabbi Yitzchak. No, you're constantly feeling them, making sure they're on your person, and therefore it is not Shalomidas. Tashma, try again. Hamotzi Mos, now a Brisa. So the Mishnah didn't help us. So next, Brisa. Hamotzi Mos, what they can ask you about the Midrashos. Somebody finds money in a shul. Separate discussion, not for now. The Ramah, the Magen Avraham discuss in Arachayim whether there is a Kinyan Chatzer for a shul. Right, is there automatically, like, if money was lost in a shul, the shul owns it. Let's say you find money on the floor of a shul. Right, and somebody comes, oh, I lost it, I dropped it. Is there a kinyan chatzer? Is money, doesn't have a simin. What the case of the coat? The coat room, the coat that's there for 6 months. Could the shul then sell it and just, like, make money from the coats? There's no name in it? Right, it's been there for months. So, that's a separate issue, whether there's a kinyan chatzer when it comes to a shul. But either way, if somebody finds money in a batei kedashim, it's by the midrashos. U'bechal makom sharabim mitsuyim sham, or any place where the public is there, hari elu shalo, b'bnei shabaylim misyashimayan, right, because the baylim are going to be misyayish. So, says the girl, v'lo yodot anafaminei. What do you mean? People don't know that it fell. So, isn't this yesh shalom midas? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Adam asui l'mashmesh b'kisa b'kal shah. People check their pockets all the time, and therefore it is Yeush Mi Das. Period. A little more. Tashma, Me'emas Ekalad Mutar Balaket. One more. When can everybody come? This is a Mishnah in Peah, in the 8th Parak. When is everybody Mutar in Leket? Right? We know Leket is one of the Matanis Aniyim, and we have to leave the Matanis Aniyim. Leket Shicha and Peah, the Leket are the stalks that fell. So when do we say that the Aniyim got everything, and now whoever wants to come, when the Nemoshos passed already, who were they? The Amrina my Nemoshos, Rabbi Yochanan, Savi de Azli Atigra. It's the elders that walk very slowly, they walk with a stick. So once they went, it's all done. There's total yeish after that, meaning no other Aniyim are going to come. Reish Lakish Amar Likute Basalikute. Reish Lakish says, no, it means when the gatherers went after the gatherers, right, a stage. But either way, says the Gemara now, why does the Mishnah say, after those events, anybody could come and take it, find the Aniyim here, have given up, because they say, oh, the older people got it, so there's nothing left. There are Aniyim elsewhere, in a different town that didn't have Yeish yet. So isn't this a case of Yeish Shalomidas? Where it says, no. Amri kivan ti ika Aniyim hacha, Hanach me'ikara yayushim yayish. V'yamri aniyim da'asim alakilei. No, because there are aniyim here, the aniyim in the other city already had yayish last week. They know that they're not going to get anything because there are aniyim here. Period. There is just one, end with one piece of lumdis. There is a fascinating question we know by Matnis aniyim, leket shukapea. Do we view that as already belonging to the aniyim? Right away? Like truma belongs to the kohen, right when you're mafresh it. You just don't know which kohen yet. Does Peah belong to the Aniyim? You just don't know which Ani yet? Or does it not work that way? No, it's there for the Aniyim to take. But it's not that the Aniyim own it yet. Right? That is the That is a question that Rabbi Chana deals with in Chelek Beis and the Torah Zroim on that Mishnah in Peah, whether Matnas Aniyim work just like Matnas Kahuna, that it belongs to them already, just not sure which one, or it's not theirs yet. That has ramifications here regarding Yeish 2. The other issue brought up by the Mefarshim on that Mishnah in Peah, in the beginning of Paraches, is, well, why don't we say that after the Nimoshos, there's a Kinyan Chatzar of the Bialim? Right, automatically the Bialim should be Zoche, Bikinya Chatzar. We shouldn't say anybody else can come and take it. Right? Why do we say that? Oh, after these, then the whole world could come and take it. So that's a question that the Achronim deal with on that Mishnah, right? Maybe because when it first came into his field, it didn't belong to him. It's like an Isura Siliyate, like the language that was used before, so that could make it different. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but in the next next daf Chav Beis will be put up from the last cycle, and again the next couple of days Yantif, we're not sure exactly, it'll be the last cycle, we'll have some new dafim after Yantif, and Hashem we'll get back to a regular schedule with a new cycle, but the next couple tomorrow for sure, and then we'll see after that. Okay, we'll stop here.